Let's get down to business, taking a look at Wall Street. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 64 to close at 25,444. S&P 500 Index down 1 at 2,767. NASDAQ Composite down 36 at 7,449. Russell 2000 Small and Mid Caps down 18 at 1,542. Yield on the 10-year Treasury up 2 basis points at 3.20%. Oil up 72 cents at $69.37 per barrel. And gold up $1.20 at $12.27.50 per ounce. Well, today marks the 31st anniversary of the crash of 87. The crash was 508 points on the Dow Industrials, right at 22% drop. It was the largest single-day percentage point drop in market history. A similar percentage point drop today would result in a loss of over 5,700 points. Well, today, the Dow Industrial Average pulled off a small gain, and a small gain of 0.4% for the week. The S&P 500 rose fractionally on the week, successfully snapping a three-week retreat, while the NASDAQ lost 0.6% to extend losses into a third week. Stocks are down sharply for the month. Dow and S&P 500 have fallen more than 3% each in October, while the NASDAQ is down more than 7%. The National Association of Realtors reports existing home sales ran at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.15 million in September. That was a 3.4% decline for the month, the lowest pace of sales since November 2015. Sales were 4.1% lower than year-ago levels. The median sales price in September was $258,100. 4.2% higher than a year earlier. Home prices are still growing faster than wages, but the pace of price increases is decelerating steadily. At the current pace of sales, it would take 4.4 months to exhaust available supply. That's up from 4.3 months last month. And it's taking properties longer to get snatched up. Homes stayed on the market for 32 days in September. That's up from 29 days in August. Italian sovereign debt yields hit fresh multi-year highs. 10-year and 30-year bond yields hit their highest levels since early 2014, just hours after the European Union warned of rule breaches in Italy's draft budget. Investors have shown concerns over Italy's 2019 budget, which was officially sent to the EU this week for analysis. The anti-establishment and partly right-wing government in Italy plans to increase public spending, sticking with campaign pledges before the general election in March this year. Now, there are fears that the fiscal plan will derail the reduction of the country's debt pile, which is the second largest in the Eurozone, totaling about $2.6 trillion. Within Europe, countries are expected to not run an annual deficit greater than 3% of gross domestic product. However, in Italy's case, its debts have led to Brussels requesting that Rome work toward balancing its books. 5 months after putting Italy on downgrade watch, Moody's says they've seen enough. They've cut Italy's debt rating to Baa3. That's one notch above junk status. China's economic growth dropped to 6.5% in the third quarter. It's the weakest it's been since the financial crisis. Shortly after the announcement, the heads of the People's Bank of China, the Securities Regulatory Commission, and the Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission all issued statements expressing support for the stock market and positive economic fundamentals. China's securities regulator unveiled a series of measures to aid the country's struggling stock market, which has been on a downward trajectory all year. Investors fear that if China, the second largest economy, begins to experience further pains, it could spill over into emerging market economies and then developed markets like the U.S. Market participants were also watching escalating tensions between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia as Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin announced that he was pulling out of an investment conference in Riyadh in response to the disappearance of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi, a U.S. resident. Earlier today, Honeywell said it was seeing slower growth in China and that trade tariffs would squeeze margins and potentially cost it hundreds of millions of dollars in 2019. Meanwhile, the Securities and Exchange Commission has opened an investigation into accounting practices at Honeywell. Procter & Gamble says it will boost prices 5 to 10% on household products such as Crest toothpaste, Dawn dish soap, Old Spice deodorants to try to combat rising commodity prices and increased pressure from foreign exchanges. P&G reported its strongest quarter in 5 years as consumers snapped up products from Tide detergents to Pampers diapers. P&G said organic sales rose a robust 4%. Shares in Procter & Gamble today up 7.8%. Schlumberger reported third-quarter adjusted earnings of 46 cents per share, beating estimates of 43 cents. Revenue of $8.5 billion came up just shy of estimates of $8.58 billion. Schlumberger rose 0.1%. Starkist agreed to plead guilty to a felony price-fixing charge, part of a broad collusion investigation into the canned tuna industry. The Department of Justice said Starkist faces up to a $100 million fine when it is sentenced. Prosecutors allege that the industry's top three companies conspired between 2010 and 2013 to keep tuna prices artificially high. PayPal Holdings jumped 8.2% after the digital payments company posted stronger-than-expected third-quarter earnings, and its active customer base topped 250 million. Tesla has introduced a new $45,000 version of its Model 3 sedan as the promised base-level version of the car, with a starting price of $35,000. It was earlier pushed back until next year. Now, the new rear-wheel model comes with a mid-range battery pack and a range of some 260 miles. The long-range model, that starts at $49,000. That's been out for more than a year. It has a range of 310 miles. Apple CEO Tim Cook calling on Bloomberg Business to retract a story that said Apple was the victim of a hardware-based attack carried out by the Chinese government. It's the first time Apple has ever publicly demanded a retraction. Apple and Amazon have said they have no knowledge of ever finding or removing servers that contain the kind of spy chips Bloomberg alleged were found in the company's networks. Supermicro has also denied knowing anything about malicious chips being secretly implanted into any of its motherboards during the manufacturing process. We're still seeing the fallout from the European Commission's $5 billion antitrust fine against Google. Earlier this week, Google announced it would comply with the ruling by unbundling Google Android app package, allowing OEMs to skip Chrome and Google Search in favor of alternatives. The catch is that since ad revenue from these Google services was used to support Android development, Google will start charging device makers that license Google apps but choose the unbundled route. Google will charge device makers as much as $40 per device if they don't use Google's preferred Android setup. Pricing is flexible based on the country and the pixel density of the device's screen. A Russian woman has been charged with trying to interfere and sow discord in the American political system, including in the 2018 midterm elections. It's part of a conspiracy that exploited thousands of social media accounts and emails that claimed to be owned by U.S. residents. Elena Kushinova of St. Petersburg, Russia, is accused of participating in a conspiracy engaged in information warfare against the United States that aimed to create and amplify divisive social media and political content. The case against the 44-year-old Kushinova, which does not allege involvement by any Americans, is the first to involve alleged interference in next month's congressional elections. Amazon won't say a word about where it plans to put its much-hyped second headquarters. Officials in the 20 cities and regions named as finalists say they don't know anything, and that even if they did, they wouldn't share it publicly. The growing consensus is that the place that checks the most boxes is Northern Virginia. In online betting forums, it has the best odds of landing the project. Analysts at Citi recently said most investors they spoke with also expect HQ2 to end up in the Washington, D.C. area, noting that Northern Virginia is home to Amazon's cloud computing division's largest and fastest-growing office outside of Seattle. Amazon says it will announce its decision by the end of the year. Other areas regularly named as strong contenders include Chicago, Atlanta, Austin, Washington, and the Maryland suburbs. The Mega Millions lottery jackpot has jumped to a record $1 billion. Just a few hours to go before the drawing, the second largest lottery prize in U.S. history. The winner can opt for an immediate cash payment of $565 million or receive the $1 billion prize spread out over 29 years. Powerball jackpot Saturday isn't too shabby either, $470 million. Now just imagine if you won both, nearly $1.5 billion. The odds of winning both, 1 in 88 quadrillion. So, yeah, I'm saying you got a chance. Dow Industrials up 64 at 25,444. S&P 500 down 1 at 2767. NASDAQ down 36 at 7449. Follow along at moneyradio.com, live streaming and archived audio. And our daily blog, eatthebankers.com.